Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The missionary journeys are about to begin, and it all started in Antioch. Welcome to my series, Paul the Early Years, where we're about to start Paul's first missionary journey. But before we head out on this amazing mission, Paul needs to receive his calling from the Holy Spirit. The church at Antioch was on fire for Jesus, with the gospel spreading quickly. While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit told them to set apart Barnabas and Paul for the work which they'd been called to fulfill. The leaders continued to fast and pray, laid hands on them, and sent them on a journey that the Holy Spirit was calling them to. Barnabas and Paul picked a young man to join them for their journey. His name was John Mark. The three of them had the Holy Spirit as their guide and caught a boat out of Cyprus and found themselves on the islands of Greece, where there the message of Christ was carried as far as the city of Paphos. It was here they met a magician named Elymas, who was a very influential man. Elymas sought to destroy and turn the local government against Paul, and seeking to turn the governor away from his newfound faith in Jesus Christ. Paul arranged for an encounter with this magician. Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze on the magician and said, "You, who are full of deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, you will not cease to make the crooked the straight ways of the Lord? Now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time." After this, a mist and darkness fell upon him, and he walked away searching for someone to lead him around, because he had lost his sight. The governor, seeing all this, believed in Paul's teaching and put his trust in Jesus Christ. Paul had a special calling, one that empowered him to take the gospel message to all the non-Jews living in the region, or what we refer to in the Bible as the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit has endowed him with a special power, but remember, he himself was made blind before he could see that Jesus was the Messiah of the Jewish people. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.